Welcome back to the Bearded Raconteur Show. We're going to be attempting a new format, one where we can hopefully do something useful. We're going to shift gears into the idea of wisdom and pursuing wisdom in terms of the Bible. You know, what does the Bible have to say? It seems like this life is short. The Bible's been around a long time. It's the spoken word of God. And God had specific things to tell us in terms of wisdom, because he loves us, to keep us out of trouble, to help us be successful, to help us be everything he wants us to be. Now, we're not perfect, and that's why we need the work and life and purpose of Jesus. But as we travel, you know, through this life and day to day and in all of our different roles and all the different hats we put on, it seems to me like pursuing wisdom is a worthwhile goal. Now, I have pursued foolishness several times and at long and painful lengths of my life. And these are like seasons, really bad seasons, like winters that aren't fun. You know, winters where you're stuck indoors and all you have is to eat mac and cheese every day, which initially sounds good, but eventually, you know, kind of loses its luster. So the idea is, how can we live a more fulfilled, dynamic, wise life? How can we be a blessing to other people? How can we serve more? You know, how can we be a blessing to the generations that follow? These are the questions that I'm going to wrestle with. Now, I have to be honest, this is a bit of a selfish thing. You know, how can I personally learn in wisdom? Well, committing to a daily podcast, pursuing wisdom in a short format, and maybe some interviews, seems to me the best way for me personally to grow, and I hope you as well. You know, there's a lot of Bible study plans. There's a lot of ways to approach this. For me, I'm just going to be honest, going to dig into what the Word says, and we're going to be tackling wisdom primarily through Proverbs. Now, Proverbs is kind of neat. You know, most months of the year, you can read a chapter of Proverbs that corresponds with the day of the month, and that's what we'll be pursuing. And just taking a look at practical applications, you know, how do we take this reading and apply it to today, and apply it to our lives? Now, I have many, many dear friends that I love, and that, you know, these are men that, you know, some things they were very wise, some things they were very foolish. And, you know, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. And the idea is, well, how can we sow good things? How can we be like Caleb after coming back from the promised land and walk in faith with a great vision rather than the rest of the spies that disappointed and angered God? Well, you know, I will be confessing things along the way, I'm sure, but I've been a foolish person, and I've done some wise things too, where I've been obedient, you know, where I've stopped fighting with God. And I wonder if you're like that too. So if you're interested in this conversation, please join us. You know, I'll have maybe guests on sometimes, but most days it'll just be you and I. We'll be walking through Proverbs. Now, I have to give a shout out to Ryan Mickler in Order of Man, because, you know, that's what has given me the push to do this and to be a consistent person, a person that leans in and fails forward and just tries. And so that's what we're going to be doing. You know, if I had thought this up, I would have waited till the end of the month and started on the right day. And his advice was just get started. And I think that's good advice. So thanks for listening. And I hope this is something that benefits you.